This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A really famous pop star's dad calls the show. Also, our new bit, Ghostbusters. Have you been chatting to someone, arranged a date, and then never heard from them again? We can help. And another highly exciting but awkward game of boss chicken. When the boss answers the phone, whoever it lands on has to say a phrase you would never want to say to your boss in a million years. I still really am keen to do a feature with the producer of this show called Make Mark Gag, because it's really easy, because he's a clean freak. For instance, if I was to tip this keyboard upside down in front of me now, dirt would fall out and he would gag, definitely.
Yeah, even if he could just see it, because his nightmare would be that we empty the keyboard over him, which I still think would be a great video.
Look, Mark, I've got the keyboard in front of me now.
Look at that, look at all the stuff coming out of it. Nails and hair. Why is there hairs in there?
No, there isn't. Also, it's quite easy to make him laugh. Ask me a question, just ask me off air.
What do you want for lunch, Bae?
He really loves it. Makes him laugh. Why is that so funny?
I can call him Bae.
I don't know, Bae. What are you thinking, Bae? Absolutely in stitches, just because you called me Bae.
Scott Mills.
And now, time for my least favourite feature on my own show, Boss Chicken.
Boss Chicken!
Stress level's currently high. Okay, so the idea is we get given a phrase to call one of our very important bosses with. We have to take it in turns to say the phrase until the boss picks up. Whoever it lands on, when the boss picks up, either me or Chris, has to say the phrase again clearly to them down the phone. This is horrible.
It is horrible.
Okay, so all I know at the moment is that today we are calling our boss Rebecca, one of our bosses here. She is the head of production for Radio 1, One Extra, and BBC Asian Network. That's a big job.
It is. We had a meeting with her a couple of days ago, actually, because she was pitching to us a few ideas of podcasts that we could potentially present.
Yeah, which we're really up for. It was a really positive, good meeting. Now, I've just been given the phrase that we have to say, Chris.
Yes.
Really?
I've been handed it on a piece of paper here, and it's not great.
Okay, so we have to take it in turns to say, as the phone is ringing to Rebecca on her phone, I don't want to do your stupid podcast.
Which feels, which doesn't feel ideal, given the meeting that we had on Monday.
No, but we were like, oh yeah, we definitely want to do.
Yeah, honestly, before we play this game, we should say that these ideas were genuinely, some of them, were really good.
I'd also like to say that Rebecca is lots of fun.
we've got to do this before.
But she's very professional.
The last time we played this game, people keep asking me what was the result of the last game. It involved a small chat after the show, but actually it was fine.
Yeah.
I thought we would hold off doing this game for, say, another 6 months or so.
I mean, I don't like it, I'm not going to lie. Okay, right, let's just get it out of the way.
We said we were going to do it.
That's
the point. We said, because we both know it's a good idea, it's just not a good one to actually be involved with yourself.
It's great to listen to, unless you're doing the phone call.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have to take it in turns to the head of production here at Radio 1 to say, I don't want to do your stupid podcast. Even though she's keen, and we're very keen to do them, I'd like to say that now. Thank you.
It'll be interesting to see how she takes this.
Okay.
Who to serve?
I'll start.
Go on, then.
Okay. I don't want to do your stupid podcast.
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 Hello?
Hello? You're right, Bex.
Who's that?
It's Chris Stark.
Right, Chris.
You're right.
Are you not on there?
We're on at the moment. Scott's just playing some songs. I just wanted to say something very quickly just in regards to the meeting that we had the other day.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Obviously, there were a lot of good ideas, but I feel a couple of them we could maybe work up slightly more.
Are you talking about the podcast stuff? The
podcast stuff, yeah. I don't want to do your stupid podcast, if I'm honest, but I know Scott's very keen.
What?
No, I do want to do it. I just also don't want to. I just wonder if we could...
Did you just say stupid podcast?
No. I honestly, I know this sounds a bit... what I mean is like...
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you mind if we catch up after the show?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you phoned me just to remind you, but yeah, fine. That's all good. I'm kind of busy, but do you want to just straight away after the studio outside in the live lounge or something?
I'll see you at 4 in the live lounge.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
How are you meant to slip that in as a phrase?
I had to...
That's horrible.
I had to leave there. Sorry.
I can only hope she thinks that this was some kind of feature for the show and that... I didn't like that.
What happened? I couldn't even listen.
I tried to say it very quickly.
Right.
And she heard it, obviously. She heard it. But I'm hoping that someone just tells her this is... Oh, I don't know. Ugh. 4:30 in the Live Lounge. So that's another meeting for me. Why doesn't it ever land on you?
I know.
Bullshit! Scott
Mills. Law that you completely denied saying I don't want to do your stupid podcast to our boss.
I just panicked and need to get out of it. I just also don't want to. I just wonder if we could...
Stupid podcast.
No. I honestly, I know this sounds a bit...
No, I didn't. Jamie in Penrith says, I just retreated into my hood like a turtle in its shell, listening to Boss Chicken Can't Cope. Scott Mills. Lee, Tom, Sally, Hannah, all massive fans of Boss Chicken today. Hannah had to take her earphones out at work, though, because it was just too much. It's a horrible game.
Tom in London says, we're begging for the P45.
We definitely are. Next time, here's a good idea. Why don't we get people filming them listening to Boss Chicken? Because I think the reactions, which we could then repost online, would be amazing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah? So let me know if you're up for it. Maybe we'll do it again. I'm off for a couple of weeks, but we'll do it when I come back. If you're up for filming your reaction, because some people are cringing so hard right now, let us know. We'll do it again. Scott Mills. Got to be honest, it's not going well for me on Bangers this week. 2-0 to Chris. Bangers will resume. I pick a song. Chris picks a song at 2:40. You're halfway through the week, you know.
Absolutely gagging for this today, Mills.
Yeah.
Needed.
Chris, believe me, at times of the night, it gets really quick.
Oh, it's very... It's
like... Because there's two of them, clearly. Sometimes there's three, like... A fox is outside my house there. There's loads. And yesterday's Confessions of a Chocolatier.
Do you know what, Don? I have been called that before and it just ends up with all sorts of terrible...
That's you!
Yes!
It's all been run under the counter.
Chocolate Willy Wonka!
Sarah, please don't!
It's you!
That to me all day!
Blogger Grace Dent at the Radio Awards.
I'm going to stay out for a little bit, but you know what I really want at the moment? I'd really like a polystyrene carton full of some kind of carbs with some kind of sauce on it, like just curry or chips or really anything at the moment. I would eat anything. If you gave me your shoe or even some of your like undergarments and just put some kind of like sauce or butter, I would eat it at the moment. I'm so hungry.
Chris on the phone to our boss.
I don't want to do your stupid podcast, if I'm honest, but I know Scott's very keen.
What?
No, I do want to do it. I just also don't want to. I just wonder
did
if we
you
could...
Did say stupid podcast?
No.
Here come the orchestra. Stop.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
I miss Brenda.
This is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
There she goes.
Yes.
Come on then, let's have you. 81199, please. Thank you. Ed Hauling Mays with Stew in Wiltshire. Andrew in Be More Pacific, can you just say Scotland?
This is quite a cool one. Dave and Claire listening with raccoons right now in Seoul.
Oh, hi.
Sent a picture of the raccoons and everything.
Seoul, Korea.
Ah.
That's awesome.
Bumbling hard, I imagine, right now.
You're probably our furthest away listener today. Mark Plumbing in King's Lynn, loving the school band so much. They are good, aren't they? Hello, Joe Williams. And Rich in Hull.
Bumbaleo.
Felix and Mad Brad bumbling their Cornish pasties off in Droitwich. Dave, Jack and Tom bumbling until their kegs fall out in Ashford. Ian and Jack laser cutting squares and circles in Grimsby. Liam just finishing work in Exeter. Crying at the gap today, Scott. Feeling the love, says Alex in Stoke. And Ryan on his way home from work, absolutely loved the gap today.
It's good to be halfway through the week, Scott. It's so, so good. Shout out to Charlie in Swindon right now, stuck in traffic but bumbling hard. Shout out to Kate, bumbling her behind off.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Ollie and Dennis harvesting potatoes in Cambridge.
Matt bumbling his pipes off, delivering the pipes in the white van in Peterborough. Loz and Dan in Stoke bumbling while fixing toilets. Ben on his tractor in sunny South Norfolk.
And Jamie in Solihull bumbling his mower off.
And Matt and Leah in Swindon. That'll do it.
You're joking. Not another one?
Scott Mills.
On the show this week, we had a man with a marshmallow on his head called Marshmallow. His track Silence is coming up.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What a week. Tomorrow, Charlie Puth on the show. OK, I need to do something drastic here on Bangers. I am 2-0 down, and Jeff is on the line. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. Is this Jeff... Dad of Liam Payne.
Jeff
from Wolverhampton.
Jeff off of Wolverhampton, that's correct.
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, we've not properly met before, but I hear that you bumped into Scott at the Teen Awards.
That's correct, yeah. We had a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
Off stage, yeah.
Jeff had some beef with me. It was really weird because Jeff was like, Scott! Hiya! And Liam was stood right there, and Liam didn't even get a look in. Me and Jeff were straight in, chatting away. What was the beef, Jeff?
The beef was that you'd said that I wasn't listening to the show anymore because I didn't text in.
Yeah.
But like I said, that it was like you didn't answer the text or pick up on them. Well, you're such a busy man.
Yeah, but I can't believe you're finally through on Bangers, Jeff.
Nor
nice to have
I.
you along.
Yeah, but and apparently you weren't happy with a Bangers decision at some point.
Oh, Piano.
Piano was
streets. He would have kept his kecks on that day.
Yeah. Mm. Jeff wasn't happy about that.
No dropping trail that day.
No, God, he really does listen.
I would have ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, do you remember a couple of years ago you were showing me your camera roll on your phone and it was you with David Beckham, I think. Was it you with Pharrell on stage at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on stage?
Not quite on stage, no, but backstage, yes, with Pharrell.
Yeah, who else have you got on your phone, on your camera there?
As you say, Beckham. The last few weeks I've been to a few sporting events. And, I've been to the Charity Shield. Liam gives me a shout every so often. It's like, Chris's tap end?
Yeah.
Well, I've got the same sort of thing, and it's the velvet ropes for the VIP area.
Oh, my God. Imagine doing tap end with Jeff Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm the other side of the velvet ropes.
Yes.
And, by God, I'm loving it.
Are you loving it?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You're still loving it?
Down to NFL, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
One of Jeff's favourite pictures that he's got, though, is me and him.
Oh, yes, from the charity evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did have a hug with Karen on Sunday as well.
I did, actually.
Housewife's favourite.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to be in there.
Popstars mums, dads, they'll love it.
Well, I was listening on the M40 on the way up on Monday, and you've got to improve your Midlands accent.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
We do have to improve that. And did you enjoy watching your son perform at the Teen Awards?
Of course. I'm looking forward to more. By Sunday night, though, Liam was handing out his own awards.
What do you mean?
Well, me and his mum got a yellow card for being bad behaved parents.
Oh, well, this is not going to help.
Me accosting Scott.
Yeah.
Karen had other things going.
Right.
But I'm still going to the X Factor on Saturday.
Right. I love you go rogue on Liam Payne, your son. Right. Here's what I've got for you today, Jeff. I hope you enjoy. Remind me?
Mm-hmm.
No Doubt, hella good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good track, Scott. That's a good track.
Thank
it's
you.
Not bad, is it?
What you should do here is probably choose a One Direction song if I was you.
Oh, I could do. But I'm not going to do that, Jeff. My banger's choice today is this. What a banger. Killing in the Name of, Rage Against the Machine.
Now that's quality. That's quality.
I thought you might like that one, Jeff.
Jeff, did you say you're going to X Factor at the weekend?
I tried to get a. Pardon, sorry?
You're going to the X Factor at the weekend?
Yes, I'm there on Saturday. Ooh, are you there?
No, I'm just saying that's the song that kept X Factor off number one, so they weren't like that, were they?
It had registered with me as soon as he said Rage Against the Machine. I thought, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
That's not one for the company, is it?
No. Jeff, when you're there, become the new shouty man. Right, I think you could be good at that.
I'm Liam Payne's dad!
Yeah.
Do that.
Only the young.
Only the young.
Yeah, only the young. Yeah. I was laughing about that on Monday as well.
Come on then,
yeah.
Jeff, do the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, dear. It's a difficult choice. I've got to tell you, yesterday I would have chose Chris.
Right.
So,
there's nothing wrong with that, Jeff. You can choose me. We can become friends.
I know that, Chris. I know. And, we'll meet up sometime.
Cool.
I'm going to give it to Scott.
Yes! No Doubt, hella good, on BBC Radio 1. Incredible scenes here at BBC today as Liam Payne's dad finally gets on bangers.
Mm.
Wow. Will's been on saying, right, the police are on their way. At least 10 head into what I can assume is your way, Mills. Outrageous behaviour there from old man Payne.
I thought Jeff would have gone for me there. I really did.
It's because me and him have like a bond, though.
I get that.
That takes time to earn, you know?
I get that. He did offer the hand of friendship towards me at one point. Do you know what, though? What I love about Jeff...
He loves a chat.
No filter.
No filter at all. We could have asked anything there. I'd be like, looking forward to meeting your grandson soon. I wish I'd done that now. Thanks, Jeff, for being on.
Back.
Oh, we'll get him on again. It's fine. We've got a whole list of people now. We've got a show doctor, a show vet, a show private investigator... and now a show pop star dad.
Yeah. Well, it's niche, but we'll go with it.
Scott Mills. One.
Right, so I had an email yesterday. I'm not going to say her name, but it's from a girl on the South Coast, let's say. And she says, I heard your caller with her perfect date on Tinder yesterday, and then she got completely ghosted, never heard from him again. And this is quite interesting. She says, just wanted to say, I do this all the time. The reasons are threefold. One, the chase is over. Two, if it's a great date, it can only get worse and more boring.
Okay.
And three, there's plenty more candy in the store.
Wow, so she's an actual ghoster, but sort of like secretly enjoys it, I guess.
She says, basically, I'm hooked on first dates. Don't think I'm the only one, obviously.
Yeah,
it comes, listen to this, it comes with being just a little bit too attractive for our own good.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Okay, but I think the point is there's ways of dealing with it, isn't it? But it sounds to me that she can't really be bothered.
No.
And also, you don't want to have to deal with drama every time you're having a good time if that's your attitude.
Obsessed, though, with people that are just hooked on the first date.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, bye. Let us know if that's you. 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's kind of the thrill of the first date and then you lose interest. We've got the ultimate Tinder ghosting story coming up.
Scott Mills.
We are getting a lot of dating stories right now, and that is after we spoke to Jessica yesterday, who got ghosted by a guy she met. All fine, met him on the app, went out for a really nice date with him, then nothing.
Yeah, and it really upset her, this. It really got me thinking last night, actually, Scott. Am I a ghost, or am I the ghost, or have I been ghosted before? And I wanted to ask you the same thing today. What's your experience with it?
I totally have.
You've been ghosted?
Yeah.
I've been the ghoster.
So have I.
If I'm honest.
Yeah.
If I'm really honest here, people, I've done that.
You just scarpered, didn't you?
It just felt easier than confronting the situation, which, I know, and I felt so bad yesterday when she was talking about it, because I thought, do you know what? I've gone quiet.
What, completely silent?
Just almost like I was never there.
Yeah. In fact, like you weren't ever there, just be honest.
And it's probably not the best way to act.
It's not, but I think if we're all honest, a lot of people have done it. And we have had so many stories from boys and girls that this has happened to since Jessica's story yesterday. Also, it turned out he'd previously gone out with her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
I think that we've now found the ultimate ghosting story, though. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Okay, tell us everything.
Okay, so I was on a dating app and matched with this guy. He seemed like a really, really nice guy. We were chatting for a couple of weeks. We even spoke on the phone a couple of times and we got on really well.
Good.
Mm. What was the app out of interest? Was it the window or was it the fish?
The fish.
The fish, yeah.
He just made me laugh, like, all the time. We both had a lot in common and we had loads to talk about. We were on the phone for, like, over an hour one go. So, you know, thumbs up. So we agreed to meet on a Friday night in London. We were even speaking during the day.
On that day?
And, yeah, on the same day that we were meant to, meet up. Okay.
I always think that's a dangerous move. I went on a date once where we'd spoken so much before the date.
You had nothing to say.
We literally had nothing to say to each other when we met. Which I learnt was a real flaw.
What, so you over-talked in the pre-chat?
Mate, I talked all the time, went on double date with my mate Dougsy.
Oh, God.
And it was embarrassing. I barely said a word to her, except for when I said, should we all go to the cinema? And she was like, nah. It was dreadful.
Right, so you're going to meet up and it's going to be this evening. It's Friday night. You're going to meet in London. Where are you meeting?
Liverpool Street, and we were going to Wagamama's for dinner.
Okay.
Nice.
So got on the train, let him know that I was on the train there, and nothing. So I got into Liverpool Street, text him saying, like, I'm here, where are you? Nothing.
What's happening with the text? Are they green? Are they blue or what?
They're not delivering.
Oh.
Oh, no. This is dreadful, and you've travelled quite far to get there.
So then I was like, right, okay, I'll try ringing him. Rung him once, straight to voicemail. I was like, okay, fair enough, maybe he's on the train, like, there's no service. So I waited 5 minutes, rang him again, still nothing.
Oh.
So I sat in the train station like, what do I do?
How long did you wait?
About 10, 15 minutes.
You just gave up?
I was like, he's not coming. He's definitely not coming.
But was this 15 minutes past the time that you were going to meet? Or were you already fashionably late?
15 minutes past time we was meant to meet.
I probably would have held on a bit longer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, trains get delayed and stuff like that. Like, was there... That's quite cutthroat.
Oh, I'm quite impatient.
Where did you go? Straight back home?
Yeah, well, I rang a friend and was like, look, this is what happened. I need a drink. Can you meet me? And we... Yeah, went out and had a few drinks that night.
And did you hear from him again?
So that was like about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And at the weekend, I had a message from him.
Okay. And so nothing since that night.
It's taken four weeks to get in touch.
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks to get in touch, yeah.
What did he say?
Okay, right, wait there. I've got to play a song. I'll be back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
I'm just speaking to Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hiya.
Got completely ghosted by this bloke, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Met him on one of the apps, even chatted on the phone a couple of times. Was going to meet up one Friday.
Yep.
Then you send him a text and doesn't get delivered. You call him, straight to answer phone. Not heard from him since.
No, I haven't, no.
Then, last weekend, you get a message out of the blue from this guy.
So it basically said, hi, Nicole. We were supposed to meet up a couple of weeks ago. Was really looking forward to it. But on the way there, I dropped my phone and it broke. And it wouldn't turn on. And I lost all my numbers because it wasn't backed up. I rang EE. I rang EE the other day and got my phone records from them. Managed to work out your number.
Yep.
From my records.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm not buying any of this. What do you mean from your records?
Well, it's a long-winded story, which could have taken 4 weeks.
And what phone is he texting you from on this for this message?
Who knows?
Oh, is it a different number?
Yes, it was a different number.
That would be a flaw in his plan if it was the same number. Okay, well, no, that's a really good point, actually, Scott, because in his defence there, if he's on another number, he probably has had to get another phone for some reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There is another phone involved, so actually, it could be true.
Are you buying that story as a matter of interest, Nicole?
No.
Nah.
Not a chance. But I kind of played along with it just to see how it would pan out. He was like, I'm really sorry. How can I make it up to you? And I said, like, what would you do if you was in my shoes? And he said that he would want that person to come pick him up and take him for dinner. I was like, right, there you go.
Yeah, at the very least.
Like, that's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So he's like, what are you doing tonight? So I had a rugby match and I was like, nothing afterwards. You can pick me up later. And he was like, right, okay. And it got to about 7 o'clock. And I hadn't heard anything from him. Oh, 7:30, nothing. No text to say that he wasn't, that he was on his way or anything. So I got to 8 o'clock and he didn't show up. 8:15, nothing. So I was like, right. So obviously that story was a load of rubbish.
Oh.
And he's only gone and ghosted again.
Twice.
And this is why you've called us, haven't you? You know what you've got to do in these situations.
Yeah.
You've got to call the Ghostbusters.
That's right.
That's us.
He's done Harry Styles, two ghosts.
Yeah.
Mate, let's become Ghostbusters. I reckon this happens to loads of people. We need to get this guy. What's going on?
Yeah, you do.
Hang on, let me go to my special ghost section. I think I have the music. Hang on.
If this happens to you, you know who you got to call? Mm-hmm. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Ghostbusters.
Nicole, you obviously feel you've been blocked by this guy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thing is, we haven't.
Mm.
Right.
So... what about if I obviously play some music and that, and then it, if it's okay, I'd like to call the number.
Yeah, do it. Go for it.
Okay, we'll do it after this.
Scott Mills. Shame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
I mentioned some foxes that are having fun outside my house a lot at the moment yesterday and said that it sounds like exactly the same as the beginning of Jason Derulo's new track. The foxes are also in that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Woo!
It's true, you are living on a foxing site at the moment, aren't you? Foxes site.
Yeah. Rag and Bone Man and Human. I could hear them last night. I'm saying there was just two last night. So do you want to know how that sounded?
Just the two.
Yeah, just the two. They loved it. Quite late, though. Normally it's about like 11. I'm saying this is like 1, 2 a.m. It's like... oh. Okay, should we do this?
Yes.
Let's do it. We seem to have stumbled on a new feature here, guys.
Ghostbusters!
Have you been ghosted? Do you need our help?
Right.
Right, so Nicole, hello.
Hiya.
Been ghosted twice by this guy. Twice he said that he'd meet you. Twice he hasn't turned up.
True.
He's now blocked you. However, he hasn't blocked us. Should we call him?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Really want to know what's going on here, and I know the rest of the UK does too.
Are you just going to ask him if he's been a liar or not, Scott? Is this the plan?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Let's just let it happen.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Nicole. It has to be done.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
Oh, what a shame.
That's annoying.
Thing is, it is ringing, so it's definitely...
yeah.
It would suggest there's someone on the other end.
Should we give it a go again?
One more?
Yeah, one more.
Thing is, right, Nicole doesn't get any ringing, so that would suggest that she's been blocked at this point, which would suggest he's probably blocked before, unless we're reading too much into it.
Also, it is saying EE, which matches up with the story.
Let's go again. One more time. One more try, people. Good to resolve this. Good luck explaining this, by the way.
I know. I'm just thinking about that. You all right, Nicole? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh. It's not going to happen. I can feel it.
It's gone past that point,
yeah,
hasn't it?
It has.
It'd be weird if he picked on it.
Oh.
So, I guess we'll never know for sure.
No.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Bit gutted.
Yeah.
I feel that. I would have liked to speak to him.
If it makes you feel
better... what would you have said?
I would have just been like, what's going on? Like, why? Like, why do you feel the need to, like, ghost twice to the same person? Like,
yeah, why so ghosty?
What do you get from it?
Ooh, you're a ghost!
Ooh, you're a ghost!
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, thank you for being part of our new feature. Obviously, it's not quite up to speed yet. We've only just started our ghost-busting business. But I imagine it will get better at some point.
Okay.
Thanks for being first on.
We ain't afraid of no ghosts.
No.
If you do need us to, contact
Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Yes, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Right, this person says, loving the spontaneous new ghost-busting feature. Thank you. Yeah. It's good how we just sometimes come up with them while we're on the air. This person says, I'm on the other end of the problem. Arranged to meet a girl from one of the apps last Sunday. The Saturday, my phone broke. Got a new one on Monday. Logged on to the app to see the girl in question. She completely cut me off. Didn't even get a chance to apologise or explain, but this is genuine. I'm on the other side of the problem. Can you guys try and help me to find her, maybe?
So she thinks he's a ghost?
Yeah.
Right.
But not a ghost, just phone broken. We'll see what we can do. We're getting so many of these stories coming in.
Reverse ghost.
Reverse ghost. Backwards ghost.
BBC. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
Everything all right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Today on my show at 5:10, Russell Brand is doing Rage Against the Answer Machine.
So good.
Wow.
Last time, live.
Well, last time I heard Russell Brand on Radio 1 was the Lolathon, of course, where he came in.
He was your first guest on the Lolathon, wasn't he, pretty much?
What a guest as well.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely went up the hill from there. Wow, that's exciting news.
Yeah, so 5:10 today, we'll go through all the brilliant rages sent in over the week and see what he's got to say for himself. 5:10 for Russell Brand. Don't miss it.
That's incredible. But does explain why we got debooked yesterday, Chris.
I noticed that, yeah.
Noticed that.
Your services are no longer required.
You might want to take that out.
Rebooking.
Oh, were you were the...
Yeah, we were the ones.
Oh, you were supposed to be on Rage.
That's all right. We'll do it again another time.
I mean, you'll be here next week, won't you?
Mate, I've got them banked up.
Exactly. Also, like, you know, to be bumped for Russell Brand, it's all fine.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Our guest after 3 is Charlie Puth.